world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, and tune in and the live stream on our website if you so desire. You know, we have two levels of subscriptions at philhendryshow.com. We have our all access, or we have our audio only, which is our daily podcast, as well as the archives to our show that go back over 15 years, an incredible amount of radio shows for you to listen to. So vast is this archive that it took months to migrate this from the old website platform to the new one, because we had a site redesign back in late 2012. In addition to that, we have still show logs that we are still updating, and it's been quite a job. I think we got like 3 years left of show logs to get done. So it's fascinating, man. It's fascinating, and it's also kind of crazy. But and also we had to fix a whole bunch of busted links. It was nuts, man. And our good friends at LEG, which is the Levity Entertainment guys who oversee our social media, as well as help develop the website, as well as help produce some of the podcasts that we do, as well as the guys that will be in business with us when we continue our one-man show. These guys, I think we all learned a lesson, you know, in migrating the old material to the new website. It's been it's nuts, and like I say, it's a huge undertaking, but we're really happy that at least we got all this stuff over there. So join us at philhendryshow.com as a Backstage Pass member with a BSP, and this month, up until the 15th, if you get a one-year subscription to our website, you get a free one-year gift subscription, which you can give to a Valentine. Margaret has recommended, with a straight face, that women not give this to men. You know,
Phil, I'm just saying, you can do whatever you want, ladies, but if you're giving a man a backstage pass, do you understand?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think there are any women out there that made that leap that you just made.
Oh, is that? I happen to be a woman, and if I'm giving Frank a backstage pass, believe me, he knows what that means. I know what he knows. It's too late to take it back, and then you're stuck.
What do you mean you're stuck?
Do I have to explain this?
What do you mean that you're stuck?
If I say to Frank, here's a backstage pass, and...
Yeah, but it's a backstage pass to our website.
Yeah. Well...
Well, I'll tell you something.
Why don't you get Bobby on the phone, Bud? Her number, I think it changed.
Can I, you know, line up the guests, if you don't mind?
Yeah, Bud, ask Phil if we can have Bobby,
Can we get Bobby on? Go ahead.
Thank you. Get her on the phone. I think the number changed. I've got it here in my purse somewhere.
All right, so we're going. I'd like to talk to these two guys about, if you don't mind, the debate online, if that's okay with you. If you could turn that stuff down, Bud, before I, you know, before I really do turn to Satan as my one true God.
Sorry.
All right, Bobby Dooley joining us here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, how are you? And by the way, great job with your return to the podcast.
Oh, thank you very much, Phil. It's been an awful lot of fun.
Bobby, this is Margaret. Would you give Steve a backstage pass for Valentine's Day?
What, you're talking about the Phil Hendry website?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't. And the reason, Phil...
Why not?
Well, the reason is because even though you can say to him, here, Steve, is a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry website, he still is going to look at me with that hopeful look.
Exactly. And when a man looks at you with the big, hopeful eyes, what are you supposed to say? No?
Are you kidding me? And in other words, it's a subscription to my website.
It doesn't matter, Phil.
It doesn't matter. I've been trying to tell him that. He's going to say, oh, I know this is to the Phil Hendry website, but... And then the eyes get bigger and the sort of please and...
Yeah, the pleading starts. The crying, the... Beating the fist on the floor.
Beating the fist on the floor.
Yes, beating the fist on the floor. And then when you say no, it's to the Phil Hendry website. And then they'll say, like Steve will say, yes, but doesn't it also include some other fringe benefit? And I'll say, no, it doesn't. And that Steve's here. Come here for a minute, honey. My husband's here.
Good. I want to, and get Frank on the phone.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
Get Frank on the phone, Phil.
Steve, honey, if I gave you a backstage pass, what would you think?
Oh, I'm going to think about
I'm going to think about a lot of things. So not...
Say it again.
I'm going to think about a lot of stuff.
He said he's going to think about a lot of stuff. And what would you be thinking about?
Well, I've got to get a backstage. I'm also hoping for the backstage access.
So that's your euphemism for...
Yeah.
See, so he knows he's getting the backstage pass to your website, but he's also looking for backstage access.
Yes. I wonder if Frank... Is that Frank?
Yeah, I'm Frank right now.
But let me talk to my husband, because I think that this is very, very important. Frank, honey, are you there?
Yeah, Frank Ray.
Frank, it's Margaret.
Yeah.
We're on with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley.
Oh, yeah, hey, Bobby, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Frank. How are you doing?
Hey, Steve. Yeah.
I want to ask you something, honey. If I gave you a backstage pass to the Phil Henry website, what would you think?
Well, you're giving me a backstage pass to her website. I'm thinking, okay, I've got a backstage pass to her, but am I going to get backstage access to him, meaning you? And, you know.
Well, that's exactly what I said, Frank, to Phil. I said, to you guys, it means possible backstage access.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
take it easy, will you, Dooley? Because every time you start laughing, I wanna drive to where you are and slap you so hard that your face forgets which skull it belongs on. God, I want to hurt you.
All right, take it easy here, gentlemen. So we're clear. You two women think the backstage pass is too risky to give to your husbands because they may think it means something extra, backstage access. And my point is that you do not represent all women. In fact, I would hope you don't represent all women, because that would mean that no women would buy these for their husbands. I think it's a fantastic gift for Valentine's Day, the backstage pass to the Phil Henry website.
Well, Phil, that's great for you. Speak for yourself, okay? You know, speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, Phil, Yeah.
Phil, if you want to start giving out backstage passes, speak for yourself. Oh, God.
Ow.
I'll belt you.
But I think that we're all in agreement here, you know?
Phil, it's Frank Ray. I don't mean to give you a hard time. I think that if these two women want to give Dooley and I a backstage pass... certainly, I hope springs eternal, but I don't think it means that women shouldn't give the backstage pass to the Phil Henry website to their husbands. I think she'll really appreciate it, ladies, if you give it to her. She's a good man. She's a good husband, I'm sure. And you gals out there should award her as the good husband that she is with the backstage pass.
Thank you very much, Frank. I appreciate that.
And like the gender...
All right, hang up on... thank you very much, Steve and Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, Frank Gray, thank you. And, Margaret, thank you. And let's just hope that hasn't destroyed our Valentine's Day promotion and giveaway.
Well, Phil, I mean, are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Let's hope it hasn't destroyed it. You two coming on here and going, well, you know, I don't know. It might be the backstage access. And then we have Frank there saying, yes, give it to your husband. She deserves it. All right, coming back with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard and their debate on creationism versus evolution, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take the evolution side, and Bud's going to take creation.
Yeah, that's with the side what believes that God made it.
Yeah, I understand. We'll be back here with that and other exciting and remarkable things here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and tune in. Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Joining me now, my close personal friends, Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. We're going to talk about the Bill Nye the Science Guy and Ken Ham debate. I don't know if you guys were even aware that this took place with so much going on around the weekend, the passing of the great actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. We didn't do much talking about it. We had a little bit of a discussion of that with Doug Danger yesterday. He was just talking about drugs. So was Dr. Jim Sadler.
Well, Dr. Sadler, I thought, was out of line, and I called him up after the show, and I said, who cares about your morphine addict wife? And in that ridiculous Elmer Fudd voice of his, he's talking, he's saying to me, well, how dare you, you know, and I said, you and Elmer Fudd have yourselves a very nice marriage.
Oh, you didn't say that to him.
Yes, I did.
Why were you, you know the guy's got a speech impediment because of that cheetah training accident.
Oh, cheetah training, do you buy that?
Yes, I buy it, but why wouldn't I?
So he got that trying to French kiss a cheetah.
He's doing a cheetah training act.
He lost part of his tongue, yeah, trying to French kiss. I don't know, but...
Yeah, there you go. There's the answer. I don't know. But the fact that he's bringing up that morphine addict wife of his talking about the degenerate that she is, I thought it set back the debate on drug addiction a long way.
All right. Well, fortunately, we're not talking about that right now. I would simply say two things, and I kind of alluded to it yesterday. Philip Seymour Hoffman, for me, was a stellar actor, and it wasn't so much in parts like Capote, which is no doubt his crowning achievement as an actor. That was a great, great movie, great performance. But for me, I love the preacher that he played in Cold Mountain. I love that little production assistant guy that he played in Boogie Nights. I love that goofy, frat boy that he played in Twister. I loved the drag queen he played in Flawless. The personal assistant in Magnolia, to Jason Robards' character. I mean, these are the little touches. These are the performances and the characters that he created that weren't maybe so, evident as Capote that I really liked and great actor, obviously. And now when you talk about addiction and the cruelty, I think that some people have had toward him has been uncalled for. You know, like I said, addiction is a physical biochemical malady, not unlike diabetes, not unlike other physical conditions. People that are addicts, people that have this problem are biochemically different from the rest of us. They have an inability to handle this stuff. It's not a character issue, you know.
Yeah, well, you're giving an opinion now, Mr. Henry, and they should have a priest or somebody to talk about it.
I don't need a... What do you mean a priest?
Don't you think I ought to have like a pastor on or something?
No, I don't think I need a pastor. I don't need a priest or a pastor to tell me the moral failings of... I don't need that. I'm just saying, let's just say this, you know, it's to me... Okay, just to me, and I think there's a lot of people that will back this up. It's a physical malady, and this is not a moral failing. And when I read some of the stuff that people comment following the passing of a guy like Philip Seymour Hoffman or anybody else that had a drug problem, and they take that as an opportunity to begin to excoriate that person, to call them a bad father, to call them a bad husband, to call them a moral degenerate, to call them a this and a that, I don't really see somebody that has an issue with the morality of that person. I'm hearing a lot of sour grapes from people that think they would have done better with that guy's life had they had it. And, that's pretty pathetic. So,
Well, isn't that a mouthful?
Well, what do you think?
No, I agree, but...
Well, I think that given the fact of that God created, which what I believe... that God created a world, that there should have been more of us gone to church.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I see. So if Philip Seymour Hoffman went to church more often, he wouldn't have had a drug addiction problem.
I don't think so.
See, that's nuts. It flies in the face of all the evidence. It flies in the face of all the evidence, man. Now, I will tell you this. Alcoholics Anonymous, the most successful drug addiction program in history, Alcoholics Anonymous, has probably kept more people off of a destructive drug, in that case, alcohol, and the AA program, probably used in Narcotics Anonymous and other 12-step programs, probably kept more people off of destructive drugs than any other program. And that is really a situation where you're changing your focus and your avocational interest to helping other addicts. It's not a spiritual thing necessarily, or maybe it is, but it certainly isn't something having to do with, becoming necessarily a better person. It does mean that you're changing your focus away from getting high or drunk to helping other addicts stay clean. That's the number one thing that a 12-step program does to keep people sober. You've got to help other addicts. So...
Well, isn't that, though, the morality that you're talking about? The morality, you see, as opposed to just the morality.
What?
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the morality. Never mind.
Okay.
Oh, don't give me the rolled eyeball. That really...
You see, you rolled the eyeball there, Phil. I don't care if I rolled my eyeballs. Didn't I don't know what she's talking about.
All right. Who is she?
You. Margaret.
Thank you.
All right. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, you saw the debate today between Bill Nye, the science guy, and Ken Ham. And I know that there's some sound effects that you want to get set up, Bud, and you do, Robert. You too, I should say, Robert. To demonstrate or to illustrate, I should say, some of the points that you're going to make. Bud, why don't you start?
All right. Well,
right here.
These are my notes. I think that...
Can you get that out of my face?
What?
That notes are in my face.
Oh. I think that Bill Nye, the science guy, is wrong. I think that there was creation. And God made, but see, what happened was God made man, but when God made man and Adam and Eve, they weren't like the man that is now. The man that is now is like, well, what we are, but the man that was then was slightly different and maybe lower down a tree, you know.
Well, what tree?
The tree that we're on.
Yeah, because he was saying like about...
I'll do it. And a tree was where Eve met the snake. But Adam and Eve then, when they met the snake, which was the devil...
Yeah.
They were totally different. So here's the devil. The devil had to talk and people talk. And back then, this was the devil. That's the devil talking, and that's Eve talking back.
Yeah.
So the devil... That's the devil. And Eve goes... And then devil.
So in other words, we were monkeys.
No, not necessarily, but that was the language. See, and then the devil goes, I can make you as good as God. And then Eve goes, yeah? Give me that apple, like that.
Jeez.
What?
Oh, that was just great.
Okay, no, that's okay. Robert?
Yeah, well, I disagree. I think that we did evolve. We evolved from a lower form of animal, and that lower form of animal was the ape-like or monkey-like creature. I don't know if it sounded like this. I tend to think that because we are a human being and we come from an animal that evolved into a human, that we might sound different. So I think the early man would say, you know, and then that would be the devil talking to us, and we'd answer back.
You think we sound like a cow?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so what you clowns have basically done...
What do you mean, clowns?
I mean, what you clowns have basically come up with is the way that we sounded way back when the devil was talking to us, or in your case, Robert, way back before we... Had language?
Yeah, before man had language, which was the great leap forward, and that was 500,000 years ago, we're sitting around a dinner, hey, would you pass the salt?
That's ridiculous. You don't know if it sounded like that. Could be anything.
Well, it was either that or...
Will you get out of here with that? All right, so where does that leave us?
Where does that leave us? It leaves us, thank God we know how to talk good now.
Yeah, I thought it would sound like a chicken.
Okay, so...
Because you said it, the great leap forward. Anyway, Bill Nye, the science guy, believed in evolution. The other guy, Ken Ham, or as I say, Ken, well, better not.
Yeah, no more ham jokes.
He believed in creationism, and I believe that when the devil tempted Eve and said... I mean, when the devil tempted Eve, she basically said to him...
Get out of here.
That's how I think. That's how I roll.
That's how you roll, huh?
Yeah.
Why I had you idiots watch this debate, I'll never know. I'll never know.
Well, what do you want us to say, man? I mean, it's a debate between these two guys are scientists, man. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I mean, did you watch? I mean, did you understand any of it?
Yeah, sort of did, but most of it was just a lot of weird stuff.
Well, what do you mean weird stuff?
Well, one guy had a lungfish, the other guy had another fish. Now talking about I don't know. They're talking about the Ark.
And what did they say about the Ark?
That one guy, Bill Nye, said it's impossible.
Well, that's probably of all of the so-called arguments that go back and forth between creationists and evolutionists. The one that's the most interesting, I think, is the one having to do with the Ark, because if indeed there was this flood, and there might very well have been a flood, there's all kinds of evidence geologically that we had glacial conditions that quite possibly melted into, you know, then maybe there was a flood and maybe there was an Ark, but all those animals, I don't know. Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, online, of course, at TuneIn. And, you know, our podcast, the Bobby Dooley podcast, we've inaugurated a new podcast, which is The Injustice Files with Steve Bozell, and that's a trip and a half.
Yes, the Steve Bozell Injustice File, Look, Phil, I don't want to keep putting down what you're offering, but it is vulgar beyond words.
Well, I have to agree, only because he was talking about the penis popsicle.
Yeah.
Okay, are we going to get into a discussion of this, or what?
Well, why is he talking about the popsicle shaped like a penis?
Because it was a lawsuit that he filed against his own wife. His wife had purchased these for a... What are you looking at, bud?
That used to be a guy right there. Right there, see? Up there, that was a guy.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute.
That guy right there?
Yeah, that was a guy.
Are you kidding me, man? I'd be all over that like white on rice.
I'd be on that in a New York minute. Are you crazy or something?
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Would you knuckleheads, what are you talking about?
That was a guy.
That was a guy. Yeah, uh-huh. And, Bud, you used to be a girl.
Yeah, I bet you was.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I finish up what it was that we were talking about here? The Steve Bozell podcast. It's called The Injustice Files with Steve Bozell. You can hear it periodically on The World of Phil, our new podcast, which is available for free daily on iTunes and, of course, on our website. And that is a free offering from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, Piers Morgan is talking to a young lady right now. What's the story, Bud?
All I know is that it said that was a guy.
Okay, so she was a guy at one time.
Yeah, so she was 18.
What's her name?
Janet Mock.
Janet Mock. All right. Now, I think they're talking to her about the... Are they talking to her about the Woody Allen thing, or...
Well, I don't know, but she's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so she's a beautiful girl now, Bud, so what's the problem?
Well, I mean, the problem is that... I mean...
What? But you don't want to go out with her?
No.
Why wouldn't you go out with her, man?
Are you going to go out with her?
Well, not really.
Why not?
Okay, you guys don't want to go out with her because she used to be a guy. Is that the whole thing here?
Yeah, I mean, no guy wants to go out. It'd be like going out with a guy.
But it ain't going out with a guy. It's a girl. She's a girl. Right? You can't accept that, huh?
It's very difficult to... Let me
jump in and try to break the stalemate here. She's a very beautiful young lady, but she's... Essentially, wouldn't you say she's essentially a guy?
No, I would not. I look at. I know the reason for the gender reassignment surgery, as they say. I know the reason for this is that there are profound psychological problems experienced by some people who feel they literally are the wrong gender, and this surgery has made all the difference in the world for some people. Now, you know, if that person who has now been reassigned in terms of gender is now a woman, and they always thought they were a woman, they just had the body of a man, and they you know, who am I to argue with that?
Well, you don't have to argue with it, but are you going to buy her a cocktail or him or
her?
All right, are you going to go? Excuse me, sir, or not, sir? May I buy you a cocktail and have a dance? I don't think so.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
No, to guys like you, you wouldn't do that.
Well, what does that mean, guys like me?
Because you guys are very insecure, okay?
Well, Phil, would you?
Yes. Yes, I would. I saw her And I thought that she was on TV to talk about either the Philip Seymour Hoffman thing or Woody. I don't know what she was, but all I knew was one thing. That was a she. Okay? And I even thought, wow, what a knockout. I mean, she is gorgeous, you know.
Tom, you're saying a guy is gorgeous.
It ain't a guy. It's a girl, man. That's a girl.
Well, yeah, but still, don't you feel weird?
No, I don't feel weird. Not at all.
All right, here's the big question. Will you or will you not have sex with it?
It?
With the.
What do you mean, the? With her?
Yes, with her. Of course I know it's a her, but I'm trying to give you the very essence, as the general was saying. Would you have sex with thou?
With him. With her.
Him?
Her.
Him.
Him.
Her.
I'm going to kill somebody. Okay, there is Janet Mock was a boy until age 18. And what's that?
That's her as a boy.
No, it isn't, because that's her there as a boy. That's her, and that's a guy that's with her.
Yeah, that's the guy that she was.
How can she be in a picture with herself?
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh.
Yeah, that's her with her current boyfriend, I think.
Do you think he knows?
Are you kidding? She's on TV talking about it. Yeah, I think she knows.
I don't know. There's certain pictures.
Well, you know, Phil, she is beautiful. There's no question about it. But there was a certain picture they just showed a moment ago, and the lighting was just right. And she looked like Ray Lewis.
You know,
yeah.
No. The lighting was just right, and she looked, it was either Ray Lewis or Sugar Ray Leonard. And that's where I have the problem.
Well, your imagination is running wild with you, General.
Oh, a moment ago, you were agreeing with us.
Wait a minute. I agree with Margaret. Your imagination, if you didn't know that Janet Mock at one time was a male, you wouldn't have... What do you mean the lighting was right and she looked like Ray Lewis?
Well, she looked... You see, you're saying that my mind is playing with me. My mind doesn't play with me. I play with my own mind.
Yeah, you tell him, General.
Thank you. I take my mind... Well, I don't take my mind out.
Yeah, but you don't want to say you take out your brain and play with it.
I don't take my brain out and play with it. I'll tell you that much.
Wait. I just want to be clear here. This Janet Mock she's on the show here. She's written a book about having been a man or a boy until she was 18. Now, when I first saw her, and as I see her right now, she's a beautiful woman. There's no question. Had I not seen the subject line here that she was a boy until she was 18, if she was just on here to talk about, you know, acting or modeling, I'd say, well, isn't she gorgeous and she's a woman? And you guys would have said the same thing. Now you're telling me all of a sudden that because you know she was a boy until she was 18, there was a picture there, Phil, and hey, the lighting was right and she looked like Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah, well, that's a coincidence, but yeah, she do.
Take a look. There she is there. Take a look at that, man. You telling me that she doesn't look hot?
I mean, she does look hot, man, but now I know those boobs is fake.
Her boobs are fake. Gee, that's a real shock. Real women never get fake boobs. What?
Well,
all right, look, Henry, you've got all the right answers, but you don't have the real right answers. You've got all the right answers, but you don't have the right questions to the right answers. You know?
No, I don't know. No, you guys don't know. You guys have no answer for what I'm saying. I'm saying, take a look at her. She's gorgeous. What's your problem?
But you haven't answered the question, would you have sex with...
You can't even call her a her.
I know she's a her, but it's...
You know, Margaret, I'm surprised. You're the liberal.
I know it's a her. I'm saying it is also a him it.
Yes, I agree. It's a him it.
I'm going to have to, you know, call all your liberal friends, Margaret.
No, you're not going to do any such thing.
Well, why not? I call them all up and say, hey, Margaret was on the show the other night, and she couldn't bring herself to call a transgender female a her. It was a him it.
No, I'm saying this in the context of these two brain-dead idiots who you assigned to listen to that evolution debate, and now they're weighing in on this.
Well, they sound more intelligent than you do. Yes, the answer is yes, I would have sex with her.
But wait a minute, I'm saying once you found out that she used to be a him and it him, or...
She used to be a him.
She used to be a him.
Yes, I would.
You'd do that only to prove a point.
Yeah, you wouldn't really want to. You do to prove a point.
No, I'm sorry. If she looks as good naked as she does in that dress, I don't care. I don't care.
Wow, man. That's what I call hard up, man.
Oh, is that right? Take a look at that woman. She's about as gorgeous. She's better looking than anything you're going to get. That's the God's truth. You know that.
Yeah, but still.
I have to disagree, Phil. Better looking. Do you call, so in other words, some chick that looks like Ray Lewis is better? No, I don't think so, my friend. Not at all. She looks exactly like Marvin Gaye.
Well, I'm glad you're all having a good time.
You know, was it you, General, or somebody said that Jesus most likely was black, and Jesus most likely had, you know, in other words, looked more African American, or excuse me, looked more African than Middle Eastern, shall we say, or Semitic. And someone said that most likely Jesus looked like Marvin Gaye. Was that you?
Yes, it was me.
Well, until you did, everybody looked like Marvin Gaye.
I'm telling you that that woman in the right light, with the right, just the right kind of lighting, that woman looks just like Julian Bond.
Who?
Julian Bond. He was my...
All right. That's great. We're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show to wrap this thing up, because it's just gotten... I stand by what I said. She's gorgeous. Janice Mock. Look her up online, you guys. Take a look at her picture and whatever her story is. I sure as hell don't know. But she's written a book, and she's on the Piers Morgan Show. And I thought he got fired, so I'm way behind the ball on this thing. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I thought Piers Morgan should have been fired if he hadn't been fired.
Didn't I hear that he got canned? Or is that just me having either a nightmare or I don't know what I was doing. I was dreaming about something, man. All right, we'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. There's a picture of Janet Mock that we just showed here on Phil TV. You talk about a knockout.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Well, thank you so much, bud. World traveler and judge of all women. I mean, look at how beautiful she is.
No, the other thing you said, she's short?
I think as a man, she must have been short because I saw a picture of her standing next to another woman, and the other gal was much taller than her. I don't know if the other woman was just tall. Because I was just saying to Nikki, I had this experience for the second time yesterday. I was at a Starbucks out there near LEG. I was on the west side, and there's a Starbucks, and there's a little kind of a business center there where the guys are. And so I walked across the street, and I went to the Starbucks. And for the second time in my life, I was standing in a line, and everybody was taller than me, including the women.
The women were tall. Now, you're 6 foot.
I'm 6 foot. So everybody in this line was at least 6'1". The females, too. And there were three women in this line. Now, the one directly in front of me was wearing pretty significant heels. But even if she'd been in flats, I think she would have been taller than me. Or maybe the same size. But everybody was taller. And the first thing I thought of was, yeah, the world's changing, man. You know.
Well, what are you talking? You think that things are mutating?
Well, that's it right there. Now, let me just say something. Now you're on to something. The people are getting bigger, and they're getting bigger exponentially. You see, if you look at the old buildings and the old clothing that you can see in some of the museums, you'll see that the people were very small, and they wore little tiny suits and miniature shoes. Have you seen this, Phil?
I've seen, yes, I've been to museums.
Don't blow it off like, well, General, of course, everyone. You understand what I'm saying? That right now, the man and woman that we are is essentially under assault by a new man, a new breed of man, bigger, faster, the brain size most likely larger.
You think the capacity of the brain?
Well, in your case, bud, yes.
Yes, I would say so, bud. That's very amusing, Phil.
Yeah.
Wait. But seriously... the brain capacity, that's not the case.
Oh, it's not, is it? You just told me you were standing at a Starbucks and everyone in that building was bigger than you. Now, this is the new man that I'm talking about.
And we've got to be careful.
Because what are you looking at?
I'm looking at you. How about some water?
Look, Phil, I don't have the time.
I don't have the time to fool around with this. I want people to be aware of this.
Hold on. If you say the capacity of the skull is larger to hold a bigger brain, now you're talking about a definite evolutionary jump has taken place, which I do not believe has happened. Otherwise, scientists, doctors, etc., people who keep tabs on those things would tell us, are we getting taller? Are we getting bigger? Sure, because of the enhancement in food. This happens. Look, I was just in a... I told you, we were just in... I was just in a house... 2 weeks ago, out in Highland Park, a house built in the 20s, I think, although it might have been earlier, and the stairway and the ceiling, everything was smaller, you know.
Was good. Were you able to get into... You were able to get in the house, right?
Yes, I was able to get into the house.
Well, you're talking about smaller. Did you have to crouch down to get in?
Yes.
No, I'm not talking about a dollhouse, okay?
So you didn't have to crouch to get in, and you did not have to scrunch down.
No, I wasn't scrunched down. I'm saying that in the house, when I went into, when I went upstairs, for instance, the stairs were very, very narrow, like little tiny legs had to go up them, you know.
Aha, right there. That's what I'm talking about. Little teeny legs. Did you see any of the miniature clothing?
Hey, General, I hate to disappoint you, but I wasn't in a hobbit house, okay?
A hobbit house.
I'm not talking about a hobbit house, whatever that... What is a hobbit house? Is that some miniature person?
Yeah, it's a movie, A Hobbit, where they had furry feet. You know, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, get out of here with Lord of the Rings. What do I look like to you, huh? I look like Lewis Carroll, and all I want is a little girl and a corncob pipe, and I think you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. What's that supposed to mean?
He thinks Lewis Carroll was some kind of a pervert.
Well, the shoe fits.
How dare you? Lewis Carroll did nothing of the sort. And you think I'm some guy with a corncob pipe, huh? You think I'm some kind of a perv? Is that it?
No, I'm saying to you that Look, forget about The Hobbit. I'm just telling you that the people were smaller, but it doesn't mean they were a different species, for God's sake. When you're talking about brain capacity and the cranium and all this stuff, you're talking about an evolutionary leap. That's not the case. Now, all I'm saying is, you know, standing in line as I was there at that Starbucks and seeing all the tall people, it dawned on me that, you know, human beings are getting bigger. Look, dude, have you been to a high school football game lately? All you got to do is...
I was watching one. Frank had one on TV the other day, and I thought, my God, look at the size of those apes. And then I realized my own son could very well be one of them because, you know, Jason J. Delmonico is going to play for the middle school team.
Yeah, I know. I know. How tall is your son?
Jason J. Delmonico is 5'3".
5'3"?
Yeah, don't worry about it, Phil. He'll have a growth spurt.
Yeah, growth spurt. He's 5'3". They're going to use him as the football.
That's pretty good, man.
You know, I'd reach across and I'd pull your nose right off your face if I thought it was worth anything.
All right, hold on. He's 5'3".
Yes, he's thanking. What about it? My son is 5'3", and that kid is solid brick, let me tell you.
And what about between the ears?
Excuse me.
Oh, come on, Margaret. We're having some fun.
No. That's not... You're making fun of a little boy.
Margaret, I'm sorry.
General, I have been treated like... I've been treated like a barrack slut. Go ahead and laugh.
What does she mean about that?
Oh, who knows? I don't think that 5'3". Look, you know, Doug Flutie was short and he was a great quarterback.
Doug Flutie was short. I know how you think.
No, I mean, your son is going to be... I know he's a... Okay.
Does the boy play football?
I think he's on the football team. He's only a middle schooler, so he's going to be a short guy. But anyway, they were all huge, man, and that's kind of a weird thing. When you're 6 feet tall and everybody's taller than you, including the women, you begin to feel like...
You feel like that one guy like what do you call a Lilliputian?
What's a Lilliputian?
Lilliputian, okay. That was the Gulliver's Travels, right?
I'm not familiar.
Gulliver's Travels is a famous book about a guy that went traveling, and he lived, and he found a land of little miniature people called the Lilliputians, and they tied him down and everything?
What? What are you talking about?
Hey, look, bud, don't start getting your mind going in dirty, perverted directions. They tied the guy down because he was a giant guy, and they didn't know what to do with him, so he woke up after taking a nap, and they had him tied down on a beach someplace.
Are you sure that's a book?
Yes, it's a book called Gulliver's Travels, man, I think. Ain't that what it's called?
Don't look at me. I didn't have not much reading time where I was.
Where were you?
Wouldn't you like to know?
All right, well, yeah, so that was the Lilliputians, and that's where that's at. All right, folks, we're going to see you guys on Thursday Night Live. Tomorrow night we do have tape programming because I'm going to be with Caleb Brown and the group, Caleb Bacon and the group, and the Man School Show. It will be a podcast, including video, and we will be posting shortly details on how you guys can watch that if you'd like tomorrow night. So that will be tomorrow evening. I do encourage you to head on over to our website and stay abreast of what's happening on The Phil Henry Show there, as well as using your backstage pass to access our archives. We're going to be using more and more the live feed feature on the website so we can provide for you free programming, free content, as well as the usual premium content on the website. If there is a live podcast that we want to do, we can do it there. But please be aware of the fact that we have that option as well. And be looking for more and more content from The Phil Henry Show over on YouTube. All right, that's it for all of us here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Have a very, very safe night. And don't forget, in our online store, the Rudy Canoza Je T'aime Lingerie women's T-shirt available in the online store now.